In the world of politics, this Tuesday is Super Tuesday. 10 states will participate in the Republican presidential primary. Voters in Virginia, however, will choose between just two GOP candidates, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. The rest of the Republican presidential hopefuls failed to collect enough signatures to get on the state's ballot. But that doesn't mean the Romney and Paul campaigns are resting on their laurels. NPR's Teresa Tomasoni visited the Virginia state headquarters of both candidates, where volunteers and staff are busy gearing up for Super Tuesday.
For the last 2 weeks, 55-year-old Rob Hartwell has spent every night and weekend on his cell phone. He's calling all Republicans, moderate Democrats, and undecided voters in Northern Virginia he can track down.
Hello, Jane. This is Rob Hartwell calling from the Romney campaign headquarters out in Manassas.
The lifelong Virginian is one of several volunteers working to ensure local residents cast their ballot for Mitt Romney. He says that even though there's a lot of enthusiasm for Romney, he still expects a low turnout at the polls Tuesday.
When most of the candidates failed to get on the ballot, it absolutely diminished a lot of the view that there was a contest here. But if our people think that he's automatically going to win, they're not motivated to vote, they don't turn out, we don't remind them to vote, then Ron Paul could have a better showing than we expect.
And Paul's people are busy trying to make that happen at their headquarters in Springfield. So busy that his press secretary, Gary Howard, said he didn't have time to talk with NPR when I visited. In fact, the campaign would not allow me inside the secure office suite for more than a few minutes. The Romney headquarters is run out of a small construction company's office that rents space to the campaigners during off hours.
Hi, can I speak to Yvonne, please?
That's Valerie Green, another Romney volunteer who helps Rob Hartwell coordinate the campaign's phone banking efforts.
Could I ask you two questions? Thank you. We get a lot of that now.
At one point, Hartwell spent over 7 minutes talking with a woman he described as an African-American Republican and an evangelical. When he finally hung up, Hartwell sighed with relief.
She said, if Mitt Romney is our nominee, he's going to be a great president. I know he'll make a great president, and I'll be there to work for him. So mission accomplished on that one voter, but it took some time, as you could tell.
And Hartwell has another 100 calls to make by Tuesday. Teresa Tomasoni, NPR News.
This is NPR News.